Russia's record barrage, a 2026 missile on Polish soil, and the doomsday radio. Russia executed its largest single missile barrage against Ukraine on record this week, and Ukrainian air defenses intercepted only 29% of the incoming ballistic missiles. The interception rate, not the total launch count, is the figure alarming NATO planners most. In earlier phases of the war, Ukraine was intercepting 60 to 70% of incoming ballistic strikes. The collapse to 29% reflects either Russian adaptation in strike patterns, Ukrainian ammunition depletion, or both simultaneously. The barrage arrived alongside a more structurally significant disclosure. Polish authorities confirmed that a Russian missile found on Polish soil was manufactured in 2026. The manufacture date proves Russia is producing new advanced ballistic missiles at scale during an active conflict, directly contradicting earlier Western intelligence assessments that sanctions would severely constrain Russian munitions production. Either the sanctions assessment was wrong, or Russia found supply chain workarounds, or both. Poland is a NATO Article 5 member, and a live combat weapon from Russia's current production run landing on alliance territory is a test of NATO's credibility that the coming weeks will define. Russia's shortwave broadcast system, historically associated with nuclear command and control communications, and sometimes called the Dead Hand Network or buzzer, transmitted a series of coded messages in the aftermath of the missile strikes. Such broadcasts occur periodically and do not necessarily indicate imminent nuclear action, but the timing, combined with a Russian missile on NATO member soil and a record strike barrage, sent a deliberate signal. President Trump said at Camp David that both Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky must make concessions, acknowledging what he called a lot of dislike between the two sides. That framing, treating the aggressor and the invaded nation as equally obligated to compromise, is generating significant pushback from European NATO allies watching Russian missiles land on Polish soil. Adding to the fracture, Republican lawmakers are publicly blaming Defense Secretary Hegseth for allegedly shielding Trump from the full intelligence picture on both the Iran conflict and the Russia-Ukraine war.